the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Time for the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Coming up this Friday, the Emory Spartans will open up the first round of the 3A State Championship football tournament. They draw North Sam Pete. Emory will enter as the 16 seed, North Sam Pete the number one. And joining us to talk about it right now over the phone, we have head coach John Famallo. And coach, as always, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on, Jordan.
Always, Coach. Let's start by talking about Friday's contest, then we'll dive into the upcoming playoff game this Friday. But this past Friday, very tough task for this team. Had to travel on the road and play a very good San Juan team. Coach, final score is 49-0. Is there a particular instance in this game that you look for some silver lining, or you just throw it out the window saying, look, it's over, regular season doesn't matter? How do you approach that as a coach?
You got to try to take some positives. I don't know if there was a ton, but at the same time, it's one of those. It's season's over. Again, we got a playoff game, and so that's kind of where we're steering towards. But, you know, San Juan's a good team, and we play another good team. And so hopefully we can pick out some of those things that, you know, the kids did well to help them, you know, in that next game.
As far as positives go, Coach, 21-0, end of the first half. Team gets the ball all the way down inside the 5-yard line. Here's an opportunity to put some points up on the board before we go into the break. And we get the ball to start the second half. Now, unfortunately, there was an officiating flub. They kind of ran the clock out. That made no points for Emory going into the end of the first half. But nonetheless, I guess that would have been one positive. I mean, down two scores to get the ball to start the second half. Maybe it's a different game.
Yeah, you never know. And so, I mean, it was unfortunate. We get down there, we were ready to snap the ball. They called us off, and then went on the clock when we, you know, there was no explanation to us why we, you know, even stopped. And so, again, 3 seconds ran off, didn't score. And so that made it tough for us to, you know, been a little bit different, I think, mindset for 21-7. We get the ball, and, you know, that's what you hope, but that's not what happened. And at the end of the day, you know, we need to respond some way that second half, and, you know, they're a good team, and we struggled defensively and offensively. I mean, lost Seth there in the second quarter, so that hurt a little bit, but I thought, for the most part, Ty came in, and, you know, tough circumstances, not a whole lot of reps this week, last few weeks, and so did a, you know, admirable job with what he could, but just too many turnovers.
Coach, you talked about defensively struggling in this game, but if we go back to the second quarter, that might have been as solid as this team has been all year long. I mean, defensively, San Juan really didn't have a lot of chances for quick, efficient drives in that game. That's what they want to do, obviously. It's a fast-moving team. You guys only give up 7 points in the second quarter. I mean, just going back off the top of my mind without really looking at video, seems like that was a very solid quarter from what I remember.
Yeah, no, we kind of got settled in. You know, they were... Again, they just kind of take what you're giving them, and, you know, they were thrown there a little bit on the outside earlier, and, you know, we dropped back a little bit in zone covers, kind of stopped that, and, you know, made them run the ball a little bit, and, you know, I thought we were, you know, doing a fair job, and then kind of wheels fell off a little bit in that third, and so, you know, that's kind of how we've been all year. We, you know, we've been good at times defensively, but, you know, overall for 4 quarters, we've always had that quarter that we've kind of giving up a few more than we should.
You did mention losing Seth in this contest, Coach. He leaves the game after taking a shot to the head. I know that's a scary moment, especially after what happened earlier this season against ALA. Tyler Stilson steps in. And before we talk about Tyler's performance in this game, any update on Seth and what his availability will be moving forward?
I'm not sure. I think he's doing good. But like I said, I think he might be in concussion protocol right now, and so, you know, chances are we may be without him. So, you know, that's kind of how I'm leaning towards right now, especially with the second one. I think it's just one of those, just for safety precautions, probably best to let him sit this last one out or this next one out.
Coach, this has definitely been a tough season for someone like Tyler. Here's a kid that enters the season as a third-string quarterback, and I know that speaks volumes to the amount of injuries that this team has suffered with not a lot of depth to begin with. I thought Tyler stepped in this game and in the second quarter really showed some flashes of being a really good quarterback. Even his interception to start that second half, I mean, the read was right, just overshot his intended receiver a tad bit. I didn't think Tyler played a bad game.
No, overall, like I say, he came in that second quarter and kind of made that little bit of a drive right before we could have scored. And then, like I say, at the beginning of the second quarter or third quarter, as we're making a drive again, a little bit of RPO, made the right read, just overthrew it a little bit. But overall, I thought, you know, under the circumstances, he did a really good job.
Is this something, Coach, that throughout practice, I mean, was he taking first-team reps? And how ready was he to go into the game at that point?
No, honestly, like I say, it's probably been a couple weeks since he's taken first-team reps. And so, you know, there were some plays we had in the playbook that he didn't even know we had yet. And so that was a little bit tough that, you know, we had to mark those off. And so, you know, that's a tough situation to be in, but he's always been one of those kids that just says, hey, here we go. And, you know, I admire him for that, and his teammates admire him for that, because it's not an easy situation to be in.
Again, our guest right now is Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartan football team. Coach, let's fast forward past Friday. Over the weekend, Saturday, the final RPI rankings come out, and Emory is 16. I thought following Friday's game, okay, if Carbon gets a win, things may get a little dicey here, because then you would have Carbon with two wins, Emory with one, even though you beat Carbon. South Sevier plays a big, you know, role in this whole equation. When Carbon lost to South Sevier, I felt pretty comfortable about Emory getting in.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at. And so, I mean, our intent was to go down to San Juan and, you know, kind of just control our own destiny. But at the end of the day, that was the key game for us, is, you know, how the Carbon South Sevier game went. And, you know, fortunate for us, you know, South Sevier wins and, you know, they jump us in the standings. But at the end of the day, we're in the playoffs, and so we're happy about that, to play another game. And who knows from here when it comes to playoff season.
We get North Sam Pete, Coach. It's definitely not an easy task, but you and I had a conversation following the game against San Juan, and I think we both agreed that this was a little bit better matchup for what it's worth. I mean, Juab did beat North Sam Pete 28-5, yet it is North Sam Pete that's going to be the number one team of the RPI, a team that we saw in week two. We'd have to go back a little ways to really remember what North Sam Pete is made of, but nonetheless, you feel this is a better matchup considering what it could have been, some of the top three or four teams here in this classification?
I mean, it's a tough draw no matter what with those two, you know, top teams, whether it be, you know, Juab, Morgan, or Grantsville, one of those four teams you ended up with, you got your work cut out for you. And so, North Sam Pete, you know, they're aggressive defensively. You know, they give us fits because they're really aggressive. They're quick to the ball. And, you know, that's one worry this week is offensively. We got to make sure our ducks are in a row that way. Defensively, I thought, you know, when we played them week two, we played them pretty good. Had moments, and again, I think we had a third quarter that kind of blew things open. And so I think defensively we can get settled in early and try to do some things to take away what they're trying to do. And then you know, offensively, if we can be efficient, try to make some drives and take some time and hopefully get some points on the board, just give yourself a chance to win at the end of the game. That's kind of what our game plan is right now.
Rematches in high school or college football are very out of the norm, Coach, but I have always felt that second go-around, I mean, it favors the underdog. That's always kind of been my thought process here, because you've seen this team once, you can kind of go back and recollect and kind of break things down the first time you saw them. To me, it does benefit the underdog. That's the way I've always viewed it.
Yeah, no, it helps to know what they do. And like I say, it's one of those, you look back at film and think, okay, yeah, we can change this, change that. So now we get that opportunity to do so this week. And so hopefully we can make the necessary changes to be able to, you know, be successful. And so, you know, hopefully it plays in our favor. Like I said, it's just nice to be familiar with somebody and have tape and how they played you the first time, you know, and how they're going to play this time may change a little bit, but, you know, they're having success, and so to change things on their end doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So, again, we're probably going to see a lot of the same things. So hopefully for us, we can take what they do and find some of those weaknesses that we can take advantage of.
I'm sure, Coach, if you go back, I'm sure you've gotten back and already kind of watched the way things went the first time upon knowing that you would play North Sam Pete, I would assume.
Yeah, no, I've watched that film too many times right now.
You go back to the first half, it's 16-0 going into the break. Only a safety, I believe, was the only score in the first quarter, if memory serves me right, Coach. What did you guys do defensively that worked against that potent North Sam Pete offense in that game?
Like you say, we went into the game plan expecting them to run. That's how we saw them against Grantsville, but they came out throwing early, and, you know, our kids played pretty sound defense, zone defense on the back end, and I think Jace had a couple picks, and so, you know, they have a sophomore quarterback, but now he's got, you know, nine games, 10 games underneath his belt, he's going to be that much better. And so, you know, if they throw the ball, we just got to make sure we're prepared for that. And because they're a really physical team up front, and you know, they're going to run the ball when they need to, and then, you know, try to stretch the field when they can. And so, you know, I thought defensively, you know, we did a good job, at least that first half, of staying on top of things and making sure, you know, we didn't give up some big plays.
Coach, over the weekend, not knowing that you would have a playoff game, was it nerve-wracking at all, or did you feel pretty comfortable about getting a playoff spot? I'm just curious as to you as a head coach, you know, what's kind of the mindset with this new RPI and really just relying on a computer to figure out if we get another game or not?
No, I felt we were pretty good. You know, it was between us and Judge where in my mind is where it was at. And so it was like, okay, hey, you know, at the end of the day, I'm hoping we'll be there at 16. And so my mind, I was planning for JUAB just based off of standings and how things fell out. So, you know, even probably Friday, you know, after their Thursday game happened, you know, that JUAB ended up winning the region. You know, I'm looking at it thinking, okay, starting to prep already for JUAB, probably mostly Friday, and then we get the word Saturday and it changes. And so, you know, but I'm happy to have another game, another week with the kids, especially for our seniors, you know, give them another opportunity to show what they got, especially James and some of these kids that you know, have had a phenomenal year, and just hopefully we can end on a good note there.
Yeah, the senior group, it's definitely been a lot of fun to watch these kids. Hopefully we're not talking about the last game this Friday, but it will be an afternoon kickoff, 4 p.m., right?
Honestly, I haven't seen the schedule on that. I haven't confirmed that with North St. Pete, nor I don't know if it's listed in the paper as 4 p.m. So that's news to me. So if it is 4 p.m., we'll be ready. If it's 7 p.m., we'll be ready. And so it's just nice to have a full week to be able to prep versus, like I say, 2 days last week made it a little bit tough to get things ready.
Yeah, there's no question. Last question, Coach, before I let you go. As far as preparation this week, knowing that it is a win-or-go-home situation, do you change things up in practice at all, maybe scale back the physicality, or do you up it? I mean, how do you prepare this week?
With the situation we are, I don't know. You know, it'd be nice to be able to rep the type of physicality you see on Friday. I don't know if we can afford any more injuries. And so for us, it's, you know, game plan as usual. It's just a matter of, okay, hey, scheme wise, what are we doing, and you know, how do we want to handle what they're trying to do to us? So, you know, I don't know if it's necessarily just ramping it up, because I don't know at this point in the season. I don't know if that helps you at this point, and so just trying to get scheme and things that ready and get the kids mentally prepared to be able to handle a really good North St. Pete team.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. I appreciate the time. Best of luck this Friday, and we'll see you at the game.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Again, that's Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartans taking out the time to join us. We're going to break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over to talk Major League Baseball, Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night. Steve Bordstein will join us here on Drive Time Sports right after this.